Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your next chapter, a production of The Heights at Avery Heights, a one-of-a-kind senior living community centrally located near the most entertaining and historical spots in Connecticut. By the way, it is never too late to grow and enjoy new realms of the mind and heart. Your next chapter delves deep into topics that will improve the way that we think about aging, the way we think about senior living, and the retirement years altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Along with the Heights senior living specialist, Savan Seffarelli, I'm Gary Byron. Savan, nice to see you.
And I am Savan.
You are Savan.
I'm Savan.
Yeah, just for those of you, again, keeping score at home, that's Savan. I'm Gary. People always confuse the two of us.
It's like Iron Man. I am Iron Man. Which you have no idea what I'm talking about right now. You are lost right now.
No, it's a song. I am Iron Man.
No, Iron Man's in Marvel.
Oh.
Yes. It's the coolest. At the end of two of the Iron Mans, he goes, I am Iron Man. Which is really cool. It's very significant to like who you are. So I am Savan. It's accepting who you are.
You're not Gary.
I'm not Iron Man either.
Iron Woman, maybe. I'm Gary.
There is an Iron Woman, actually. Gwyneth Paltrow.
When does this come
She
out?
Becomes in the final one. Endgames. It's so good. When she
Oh, they're ending it? It's the one?
Well, no. The final one of that Avenger section. It was that phase, I'm looking at Jimmy now, phase two or phase three? Phase four. They just ended. And that was part of phase four. Now we're going into phase five. It's very exciting. I have to admit, I am Googling it. I understand the phases now. It is actually, the Marvel thing is really cool. But she becomes, he makes her a suit. Tony, who's Iron Man, makes her a suit. And she shows up in the suit when they have the final battle. And it's very cool. Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
I
You have to watch these. Oh, that's right. You have a mission this winter. You have to watch all the Avenger movies from the beginning. Yeah, all the Marvel movies. It's a
See,
lot.
See, I stopped after like, Christopher Reeve wasn't Superman anymore because he got into
Okay, that is DC. We're done. I cannot.
Adam West is no longer Batman, right?
You're still on DC.
That was a TV show, though. And then Michael Keaton was Batman.
Okay.
Right? And then Val Kilmer?
Yes.
George Clooney?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Christian Bale?
Yep. And the other guy from Twilight. He was it, too.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. There you. Now you're in Marvel.
Okay. I did see one of the Spider-Man movies.
Yes. Yeah, the Spider-Man. But you saw the originals, probably.
I saw the one that just came out, like back around Christmas time, or not this past Christmas, Christmas before. Well, like there was like
you
a
did?
Yeah, there was like three of the guys that played
yes!
Spider-Man.
They all wasn't joined. That awesome?
Man, and that's the only one I ever saw.
See,
so that's my own,
so you got to like, start from the beginning
because my little guy made me take him. Well, we all went, the whole
you
family.
Should start
went.
From the beginning. Yeah, you would love it. You really would love it. It's really exciting.
You think?
Because
yeah.
It builds up from Iron Man, then there's Thor, then there's Captain America, Black Widow. It's so good.
Thor. Isn't yeah. Thor such a cool name?
Yeah.
I want my name to be Thor. I'd have to have like long flowing blonde hair though. I know. It's probably.
And a hammer.
And a hammer?
Maybe a couple other things, but.
Did Thor have
You're
long
on your way.
Flowing blonde hair? Or yes. Did I just create
He did.
That?
Well, and then he cut it, but yeah.
Oh, see, I don't know.
Yeah. But yes, he did. Yeah. And the hammer and.
How about Hulk? Remember Hulk?
Yes. Love the Hulk. I love Mark Ruffalo. Am I saying? Yeah. I love him as Ruffalo. Yeah. I love him as the Hulk. He's the best Hulk.
Yeah. How about Lou Ferrigno?
Okay. So what's our topic? I can't.
You never heard of him?
Yes.
He was the Hulk.
Those are so funny, though, because what happens is I watched one of them, and it's in slow motion. So the person's on the ground like, and he's literally they could have gone, had lunch, came back. It's so you have to watch the back because it's so slow because he's like.
All right. Before we move on, yeah. You got to answer this for me first.
It's so slow. It's ridiculous.
All right. You got to answer this first. You are so anti-DC in pro-Marvel. Like, can't everybody just get along?
You can. And I do. I mean, I like DC. I like The Flash. I do. But I'm a Marvel. Because I tried to watch when they brought them all together, like Aquaman and the DC universe. But it's not the same. The chemistry of the characters is just not the same.
And so you're up more Marvel.
I am. I like more of the actors in Marvel, too.
Which one's Batman?
Batman's DC.
Batman's DC. Batman's not Marvel. But you liked the Batman movie, right?
I never said that.
Oh.
I just am aware of them.
Okay. Pardon? Whoa. She's got like stock in Marvel here.
I think so.
All right. Moving along here. So what's, before we get into our topic for today, which is making moving easier.
Yes.
You guys have a big anniversary coming up, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. My anniversary is coming up. My anniversary or the anniversary for the community?
I think it's, well, both.
Yeah. My anniversary was on May 9th, which was awesome. My first year. And I don't remember being so excited about an anniversary, but I'm very excited.
You know why you are? Because you're knocking it out of the park.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like part of something. Yeah. I feel like, well, yeah.
That's a great feeling when you know you're wanted and appreciated
place.
And you get up every morning looking forward to getting to work because you know you're going to impact
yes.
someone's life in a very positive way.
And they hold the staff meeting in my office now, which is so cool because I'm behind my desk and they're all at the table and I'm like, you know.
All right. That says it all. That says it all. Folks, we have the utmost authority of senior living with us. I don't think we know how fortunate we really are to have
Because I am Saban.
Well, the one
I'm
and only.
Saban. I'm Saban.
Well, I'm glad they don't confuse you with... You're not Gary, right? You're Saban. You're
Saban.
You're Saban.
I'm Saban.
All right.
All right.
So you want to talk about making the move? Like some tips for making moving easier?
We are going to talk about love in a senior living community.
You want to talk about that?
We're going to talk about love.
I thought you want to talk about the open house that you had.
The open house we had actually went very well. It was really fun. And actually, we still have one more, but people can call me and sign up for.
Okay. Well, when is that?
It's coming up today, technically.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's not too late?
It's
if they hear
late.
This right now and,
yes.
and they want to come later?
They can come.
All right. How do they do that? What's the number?
860-953-1201.
Okay. It's right. Want to say it one more time?
860-953-1201.
Okay. Perfect. Lynn, let's talk about our finding love.
So we're talking about love. And, oh, now I know what you're talking about. The reason why we're talking about love is which my husband's going to kill me now. My wedding anniversary is May 14th. So in honor of that, we're talking about love. Yes.
Why not? I mean.
You know what it is? It's because we were talking about Marvel. I'm
glad you decided to join us this morning.
I'm so bad. There's too many anniversaries in May. Too many. I should read my paper. Read your paper. It's like Walter Cronkite. I'm Walter Cronkite. You know, I should read the paper.
And
they're very
the
into the
is.
Paper. They're really into the paper. All right. Yes.
Let me do this as Walter Cronkite. Do older adults
exactly.
find love in senior living communities?
They do, actually. And it's actually the most beautiful thing to see. It's just like, to me, it reminds me of like when people are younger. So when they're in their teen years or when you're in your 20s and you fall in love. Because you don't have all that life stuff in the way. Because I really believe if you fall in love in your 30s or 40s or, you know, we were talking earlier about getting divorced and getting remarried. It's kind of like you have all that stuff. You know what I mean? But when you're older.
Well, I know what you mean. I wrote a chapter in that book about it. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you're older, you're kind of like you're at the senior living community. You don't have all that stress and you can actually enjoy yourself and just, you know, think about, oh, I'm going to go see that person for dinner. Oh, we're going to go see the music together. And that's really what you're concentrating on again. Because when you're in your teens, what else are you? I mean, you've got school and stuff like that, but you're really into like loving that person because it's so fresh. And I think when you're older, it becomes the same way because you probably never expected to fall in love again. And I absolutely love it, especially when they're people that I brought in and moved in and they fall in love. It's really kind of cool.
I mean, both have to be. It's got to be reciprocated.
It is. Yeah. And it's just so cool just to see the faces light up. And I just think it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, I love it. I do love it. Yeah. Sometimes when I bring move-ins in, like I'll be like, ooh, they would be good for so-and-so.
Do you ever help it along?
No. I never kind of get involved. Although I did have a meeting in my office. This guy was a complete gentleman. He came, they set up this meeting with his son. I thought they wanted to talk to me about something about the community. And he sat down and he was just like, I just wanted to make sure that it's okay if I court so-and-so. And I felt like the godfather or something. You can court her. It's okay. You know, it just was the weirdest.
Kiss my ring first.
It was the weirdest situation, but it was so cute that especially since he brought his son along. I had no pre-warning, so the look on my face was probably like, but it was just so cute because obviously she doesn't have parents anymore. So he was asking kind of like me.
I'm surprised they don't ask you, though, can you find out if Gladys has somebody in her life? You know, I mean.
No, I think older gentlemen are kind of bold. They just will ask the person out.
Wow.
And yeah. Yeah. It's nice. Yeah.
So then you probably can write a whole book on tips.
Yes.
To help people make this all happen.
I did come up with some. So the first one I have is believe in yourself. So a lot of times, you know, even as women, as the older we get, we think, oh, we're not attractive. We have nothing to offer, different things like that. Just believe in yourself. Believe in your personality. Believe in who you are. This gentleman, whoever it may be, is attracted to you for a reason. And it's a real reason.
It's
not just because you're the only person there. Because as we know, senior living communities are predominantly women. So they've got I hate to say it this way, kind of a pick of a litter kind of thing. And so it's probably not the best way to put it. But like, you know, when you get little puppies.
Yeah,
anyway, so I think that, you know, remember that this person has chosen you for a reason.
Sure.
And so I think that's important. I think making the best of mealtime and activities. So if you're in a senior living community, you're hearing me right now and you're like, you know what? I would like to find love. You know what I mean? So make the most of your activity time. Don't necessarily always sit with the women. Don't always sit with the ladies. You know, if you have a gentleman you're interested in, go ahead and sit next to him. You really have nothing to lose, right?
What's the worst they can say? Excuse me, this seat is taken, or I prefer to be dining alone. I mean, that's it.
That's it. And then what's, you know, you move on, you know, I mean, it's part of life. I mean, rejection is part of life. So hopefully that doesn't happen. That sounds horrible.
Has it?
I mean, I don't think so.
So you're batting 1,000. I mean, everybody is interested in anybody that you're interested in.
No, but a lot of times you're building. The other thing is, too, you're building a friendship first. So take those tips from, like, you know, we always say that the best romances are ones that were friendships first. So take that tip, that romantic tip, and go with it. Be friends first. You know, don't just dive in. Get to know this person first. I think that's really important. And dress up. You know what I mean? Dress up. I mean, you can wear jeans, you can wear khakis, but dress yourself up a little bit. Go to the hairdresser, get your hair done, you know, fix yourself up, you know, get dolled up, get ready.
Need all the help I can get. Hairstylist, new clothes. Well, remember, now this is a community, so they see you at your best and worst, right?
And which is nice. That's why it's kind of a nice thing, because they're not really like judging you. Do you know what I mean? In a bad way. So you're right. They do see you at your worst. They do see you at your best, you know?
So if you're out gardening and you've got dirt on you.
Mutual activities.
Sweating, and they're going to see you that way as well. So
exactly.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Yeah, that was the next. It's so funny. Be you. Bring your own personality. Be you. Don't try to be something that you're not. You know, don't compare yourself to so-and-so at the next table. Just be yourself, you know. So that would be – that's actually the next tip on the thing. Ask about special activities and social hours and events. We have a lot of those at Avery Heights.
Oh, yeah.
We have social hours and events. And so, you know, if for some reason, wherever you are, whatever's happened, ask to have those. It's important to have, because you want to build a friendship. So you don't want to have something where you're asking someone out on a date. You want to just happen to, you know, be at a social hour with them and just mosey over with your drink and just start talking and, you know, enjoy yourself.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be suave. Huh?
Yes.
You got to be smooth.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I'm with
you. Share your life. Don't be afraid to share your life, your ups or downs. You know, if you've been divorced, if you made a mistake, if you lost a job, just share your stories, because that's awesome. Who doesn't want to hear, you know, especially if you're a gentleman, you were in like the war or something, you know, share your stories, you know.
But ask her about her. Don't just
look her in the eye.
Don't have it all be about you.
Exactly.
You'll get to me next time.
Exactly.
I want to hear about you.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe raise an eyebrow or, you know.
No, don't. Please,
no?
Please don't do that.
You know. Please. Enough about me.
No.
What about you? I mean, the last thing you want to talk like is like your Thurston Howell the Third. You know?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Love. Yes.
Don't overtalk.
Yes. Time. Yeah, right.
That's another good tip. Don't overtalk about
or
yourself.
Or brag.
Don't brag.
Nobody likes to brag.
You know, talk to the, you know, we have a social worker in our community. We have a life enrichment director, me. Talk about it. You know, if you really, it's something that you're desiring, if you really want to, you know, have a romance, talk to people about it. Say, hey, you know, I want to have a romance. I want to, you know, have relationships with other, with a gentleman. You know, don't be afraid to kind of get advice and, you know, maybe find out, like you said, ask, is that person eligible? You know, kind of do lay your groundwork as well. You know, don't be afraid to talk about it. Get advice. If you're having a tough time with that person that you're in the relationship with, just like you would, you know, when you're in your 30s, your 40s, and your 20s, talk about it. Don't be embarrassed that you're in a relationship. You're still, we always talk about this is your next chapter. Your journey's not over. You're still here. So don't be afraid to, you know, kind of ask for advice as well.
All right. So let's define this, because when you talk about relationships, that's such a broad, you know, word. Are we talking about intimate relationships? Are we talking about friendships? Are we talking about just companionship to watch, the movies with and have a cup of coffee with?
I think we're talking about all that, to be honest with you. I mean, I've seen all those degrees within senior living. You know, anything from just being a companion and being a friend, and men and women just being companions, and like you said, going to the movies, going to have mutual interests, being, you know, deeper friends, kind of talking about different things that are bothering me or something to, you know, intimate stuff, and having a romantic relationship. I mean, literally, if I've seen people go from being all of that and getting married, having that third or fourth or
wow,
yeah, oh yeah. I mean,
and then they end up getting a room like together, right?
Yes, they're exactly
moving in with each other.
I'm telling you, it's a beautiful
thing. Can they do
to
that?
Watch.
You can have
yes, of course,
men and women living with each other.
Yes, well, yeah, of course, yeah, yeah.
What's that?
They get their own cottage.
They
yes,
could.
They could. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the thing that I love about it too, that I see, and especially with the, you know, if someone's there by themselves, you know, a lot of times, as you know, if you're in your 90s, maybe everyone, including your kids or whoever your caregivers were, have passed on. And so a lot of times what can happen is if they could find someone that does have family support and so forth. And so that family, I've literally seen start to take care of that person. And that is the coolest thing. I had this one woman, she had, she needed dental surgery, and her family wasn't around. And I remember coming into work one morning, and there they were, picking her up and bringing her, brought her back. The family made sure she had, you know, her medicine, gave it to the nurse, what she needed. It was the most sweetest thing I've ever seen, you know.
How often does this happen?
I mean, it just depends, you know. I mean, you know, I've seen, you know, there's probably maybe like four or five relationships that get kind of built within the community. It's nice. I mean, in terms of friendship, I'll say this. In terms of going all the way to marriage, that's probably not as much as you see the companionship, making friends, and maybe just having a romance. And then speaking of that, too, you know, you need to be safe because just like, you know, if you are kind of being intimate, you want to be safe. So take the same precautions because things can happen. I know. I sound like, well, should I spell it?
Like they're getting pregnant
like little kids.
At 70 or 80? Oh,
see, that's the DC talking. See, us Marvel people, Jimmy and myself.
I'm not trying to be funny, neither. I'm thinking when you said things didn't happen, I'm thinking to myself, a miracle.
No, just like, you know, STDs.
Okay.
You have to be careful.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking of that.
Yes.
But she's right. You're right. You're 100% right.
You have to be careful. Just like you would in regular life. Be careful. You're safe from what you just said, getting pregnant, but you're not safe from the other stuff. So,
perfectly clear. And you're right. I'm not even debating. Yeah. You're 100% right. I just wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
That.
And also, too, be safe in terms of who you're choosing, because there's, you know, just like in any other, there's Rico Suaves, there's, you know, Casanovas.
Are there really?
Yeah.
There's
game
player.
Oh, yes. And there's jealousy. And oh, yes.
Is that right?
So be careful. That's why I said talk about it. Ask around, you know, does he have a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever? You know, be careful.
You know, I learn so much. I don't just host this show with Saban. I learn from our time here every weekend. Folks, you are listening to Your Next Chapter, Senior Living, along with Saban. Separately, I'm Gary Byron. I
are you?
Or maybe along with Gary Byron, I'm Saban Separately. However you want to interpret this, my friends, it's your world. You whatever you like. Well, all right, so let me go back to the courting. What are some stories? I don't know, you say you mentioned the war. What if somebody wasn't in the war? Or what if they're just trying to make, that's deep.
Yes.
I was in the war, and they start talking about, living through, you know, some things that they're trying to maybe bury. But there's got to be some comfortable conversations or or short little, you know, little blurbs here and there. What can you like? You want to get her laughing. You want to. You want to be. And then on the other side, on the receiving side, you want to be receptive, right? And, you know, laugh at their silly jokes, even if you deep down you think they're stupid or you've heard them before. Oh, never heard that one before.
I think that's what's different, though, in older adult romances, that it is so straightforward. I mean, I don't think they play the games. I don't think they play the games. I mean, like I said, some people are kind of playing the field, but that doesn't mean they play games. I think it's pretty much, this is who I am. I mean, how do you, and that's the beauty, that to me, that's the beauty of it. I mean, I literally have walked by like, you know, common areas and seen people like holding hands. I think that's just adorable.
Oh, that's sweet.
I just think it's adorable.
And you know what? It's something you don't see that often with younger people right now. I'm just, listen, you've made my day and it's still early in the morning. I'm glad to know that just because you get, you get to a certain age doesn't mean that the furnace is out. You know?
No, I think it's beautiful. Especially, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of times once you get to that point, and I think, you know, when people become widows, and I'm just judging these things, when they, back in the day, like when you're, if you've lived through World War I and World War II, and, you know, you had your husband, that was kind of it. You had your husband, and they don't really think about, you know, another relationship a lot of times, because they're kind of like, that was my relationship, and they don't think about getting remarried or having romance or anything like that. So I think that it's important for people to have, you know, have that, maybe could be part of your next chapter.
This is so fascinating.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the other end of things? And like, what if things, the arguments and things go awry?
We've seen that. Yeah, we had to, I remember I was in a, this is not this community, but another senior living community. And this one of these Casanovas, he was kind of like, you know, had a few different relationships going on. And, you know, she caught him and she was like, she was very angry and she was very possessive and very upset. She was, and rightly so. She was very upset. Yeah. So that definitely can happen.
Love happens not only in times when you're not expecting them.
Yes.
They're happening in locations that you would never expect them to happen in.
It's huge. I mean, they always, you know, television shows always show this, always show, you know, your 911s or whatever. They always have like, if you watch those shows and, you know, they'll be at a senior living community and they're, you know, some romance, someone's having a fight or something like that. But it's real. I mean, there's definitely romance in senior living communities.
Yeah. All right. So based on all your observations and your experience, the best advice that you could give, first of all, is to be yourself. That's the best advice that I could give.
Yes. But yeah.
You would be maybe start off as friends. Take it
definitely
progressively.
Yes.
Like just one
start
step at a time.
Friends and one, definitely one day at a time, one step at a time. You know, don't get ahead of yourself. Just kind of like, you know, and play the field safely, meaning don't start a bunch of romances, but definitely explore different, you know, our community actually, which is really cool. We probably have, I mean, a ton of guys. I mean, we have at least almost now 35 veterans alone.
Which is more women, though.
There is, but we still have a really good supply of men.
A good supply of men.
We do. We have 35.
Got to stock us. We're getting a new shipment in on Thursday, Earl. got some men coming in.
Exactly. Know what we do? We do have a very, you know, huge, supply of men. I don't know how to say it. We have 30.
I got you.
We have at least 35 veterans, and they're all guys. And then we have other guys that are not. You know,
right.
So we have a very, yes.
What can you...
And not only guys, really guys with awesome personalities. They're really fun. Yeah.
What are some activities? I get the conversation and how approaching at the dinner, you can get a seat taken and you can, what are some activities that maybe they can start off with?
Yeah. I think the musical, you know, if you're going to see music entertainment, I think that's a good one to start off with. I think bingo, you know, just like the games. Like we're actually now we're going through like where we're actually teaching our residents that, because one of the things, like I'll go around and do the tour and I say, oh, we have bridge, we have Mexican train, we have cribbage, we have all these games. And then, you know, I don't know about most people are working. They're not sitting at home, you know, like on Bewitched playing bridge, right? It's just that, so who knows how to play bridge? So now we're doing tutorials on how to play these games. And yesterday we did one on Mexican train and we had a really good turnout. And so stuff like that, go to something like that, you know, learn something together. You know what I mean? We do, you know, I think that's fun.
All right. Now, what if somebody comes up to you?
Oh, I know. And we have full kitchens in our apartments too. So I think have them over and cook a meal. You know, something you've never cooked before.
That is a good idea.
You know, because a lot of if the guy's living by himself, I mean, we have the dining room, but like if he wanted to learn how to make lasagna or just, you know, I mean, you know, because most probably gentlemen, again, from that generation, probably didn't learn to cook.
Yeah. What if somebody comes up and they ask you, all right, Siobhan, I just need some advice. Can you be a conduit? Can you be a facilitator to
think I should. I've never been asked that, but I don't think I should, right? I think I have to stay, you know, with the exception of that meeting that I had where I gave him permission to court her because I didn't know what to say. I was like, yes, you know.
Wait, what if, because some people are just shy, though. So you're a lot of this is on the confident man or and the woman who, but there's some people who are a little more meek and
so I can help with that. I can help with like we have a dining room manager, for example, that acts as kind of like a host. So I could put a little bug in their ear. The life enrichment director, I could put a little bug in her ear and say, hey, this person wants to make friends, particularly you know of someone they want to have potentially you know a romantic relationship. Maybe kind of you know seat them here or seat them there or that type of thing. So I can help with that. But I don't think I should become a matchmaker. That seems like a bad thing because my office is right in the front of the building.
Yeah, if it backfires, they're coming to you
right
and blaming
in the front
you.
Of the building. I cannot hide. It's like, and there's a window too. So if I'm not, you know, I can't be like, I'm not here, you know, it's not going to
in this way, they can't blame you neither.
Exactly. I've done matchmaking in the past.
Right.
And some of the people are still together, but some
really?
Of them are not. Yeah.
I mean, years and years and years ago. But for that very reason, this is why I'm like,
yes.
Look, if you just want me to introduce you, I'm fine with that. I got because that doesn't mean anything to me. Everybody gets it's always a polite thing to do is introduce people. But what you do with that after that introduction, that's on you.
Yeah, I never did that disclaimer. And so, some of these people, like I said, some of them are together. Some of them are doing okay. Some of them are not doing so. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. This was a fun topic.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I'm hoping people hear it, you know. Love in the senior living community.
Wow. It's like the Villages. Remember down in Florida? Isn't that like a big senior like community? It's not a senior facility. It's but isn't it like a it's like a city within a city.
Really?
That just a lot of senior citizens happen to live in.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, I'm sure in Florida. Yeah. Like Boca Raton? Is that Boca?
I think it's north of Boca Raton. Folks, you've been listening to the latest edition of Your Next Chapter Senior Living. Next week, again, we're going to continue our four-part series. Say that 10 times fast. 4-part series on paying for senior living care. Our guest will be Family Solutions for Care, and the topic will be long-term care insurance. You do not want to miss the opportunity to learn more about this amazing benefit and how to use it. Of course, to learn more about Avery Heights, all you got to do is talk to Siobhan at 860-953-1201. Again, 860-953-1201. And also online at averyheights.org. For Siobhan Ceffarelli, I'm Gary Byron. Until next weekend, have a good one, everybody. So long.